Two. What up, y'all? Welcome to His Thing. I'm Kevin.
That chick ain't
it. Welcome to another podcast episode. Smash that like button. Smash that notification button. Bang a fingers on 2020. Welcome to the bonus episode. Bonus episode. Bonus episode. We got a lot of things to talk about. First things first, Nicole Minaj. Sister Minaj.
Let's not stop. Can we not stop with her real quick?
What you want to start with?
I want to do a condolences to Shirley.
Yes.
A rest in peace. Let's start there.
Let's start there, Angel. Go ahead.
For those of y'all who didn't know, the young lady who was responsible for feeding so many homeless people on Skid Row, this is after her life was in shambles, she found a way to find purpose by helping those who were less fortunate than her. Shirley Raines, I do believe it's called, was a pretty in the streets? Beauty to the streets, yeah. Excuse me. She was also the last and final recipient of the Outstanding Social Media Personality Award, because that award does not exist anymore. So she was the very last installation after Kevin and myself. I had the honor of presenting her with her award and meeting her prior to that. Such a genuine energy and spirit. You could tell somebody who was really being led by God and the work that she does, and as well as how she interacts with people. She unfortunately passed away a couple of days ago. And a lot of people are saying she even touched those who she actually never touched.
Me.
Yeah.
I was super inspired by her. I knew about her just on social media. I was super happy that she won the award, because that like lets you know how many people was rocking with her as well. And she was one of the people who visited with the homeless people like you would visit with a friend. Versus like, you know, sometimes it's just like yeah, mm-hmm. very, you know, mm-hmm. whatever.
Right.
She was bringing them stuff that was more than just, you know, canned goods. Yeah. She was making hot dogs and cookies and candies, sodas. And, you know, the way the people she interacted with lit up. This is why I'm not, you know, sometimes content creators film their acts with the homeless or less fortunate. And it gives me like a, I don't know, like a sinking feeling that they're only doing it mm-hmm. to like feel, make themselves look good, especially if they don't do it often. Yeah. It's just like, oh, let me show y'all how good I am. I'm not totally against it, but everybody don't make me feel good.
Yeah.
This was her life.
For real, for real.
This was her life's mission. Yeah. She was out there from what it seemed like every single day.
Yeah.
She was out there. She had, sometimes she was in like a food truck, but most of the time she was in her car with just mm-hmm. a stack of things to give people. And that's when I don't mind, because I think it inspired people to also donate to her.
Yes.
And you could see that donation automatically going out to the community. So one, the Black community, it's a tremendous loss. Two, the homeless community, it's a tremendous loss, because you don't see those type of people every day. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. So rest in peace and in power. Truly, giving her the award, I was like, I don't think really none of us deserved it before. No, I said,
we out here being doofy.
Right, we being goofy.
Oregon got their butt spitting. She out here really,
really doing something. It's like very much so NAACP type of work.
Yeah.
And I'm out here talking about one margarita and in a onesie. I was like, huh.
It just feels like those things don't.
They don't match up. I was like, oh, this, we got it right. Okay. Right. We got it right this time. So, yes. And to all those who knew her personally, our prayers go up to them as well. But I did not want to start this podcast off without giving her some love, accolades. And I'm glad that she was able to receive her flowers while she was here on Earth. She was also CNN's hero. I don't remember, women, what's the real title? It's CNN. Hero. I got it right. As well as, like I said, the NAACP Image Award winner for Social Media Personality for 2025. So rest in peace, Miss Shirley.
Yes.
Now we can talk about the crazy woman with the lace front.
Onika Mirage. American citizen. Let me tell you what. Like, I just want to say, we are very much not a serious country. The man gave her the daggone Willy Wonka golden ticket.
That's exactly what I was like. Give me the bubble gum so I can turn blue and be rolled up out of here. Gave her
the Willy Wonka golden ticket. That's a very serious thing. Grandpa, it is a serious thing. You shouldn't give her the doggone credit card from the mail. Dog, when he handed her that, I said, where's Grandpa? Grandpa needs to get out of that bed with that cabbage soup and do a dance and go down to visit with Willy Wonka. If we just handed out golden tickets.
Now listen, I was waiting for Ed McMahon in the Publisher's Clearing House.
He don't know nothing about that in 1993.
That was gone.
They was knocking on that door with that big check in the balloon.
Yes, I said, is Ed here? Is he still with us? Because he got to be coming out if she getting a goddamn going golden ticket. I'm American citizen now. That really make me mad that she was ever talking.
And it's a real, like, she really got the stuff.
Yes.
But the pomp and circumstance, we are not for real. The World Cup shouldn't be here. They should take the World Cup and be like, ain't no way. Until y'all learn to act right, ain't no pizza party for y'all.
Let me tell you where we're going to see them golden tickets now. It's on Fashion Nova. You know, you already know. Now that they a thing, now we know they exist, you're going to be able to get them on Fashion Nova for $25.50. Or excuse me, $12.50. Okay?
Oh my God, 2-day shipping. Man.
I was like, I didn't know what it was at first. I was like, they're coming out with the prepaid card? That's what I thought. I thought it was a prepaid rush card. I said, they got a prepaid Donald and Nikki card? So you can get your credit up? Like, what? I was like, really trying to figure it out. It wasn't until we had to cover it here that I was like, wait. Citizenship, it was when you put she's American now, and I was like, what are we talking about?
Citizenship gold card.
Mm-hmm.
Who? He went down to Etsy. Because you know they make everything on Etsy.
Yeah.
When you did that game show, they made a Uno belt for the winner of the Uno tournament that we had. And it already existed. So I know he went down to Etsy and was like, hey man, I need a President Trump.
I was trying to get a glow, what is it called? A glow forge, as you can like burn, create just about anything on a glow.
Quick question though.
Yeah, glow forge.
Is that like a cricket?
Kind of, sort of, but heavy duty.
For the gold card, where do you even present that?
At Costco! You go down to Costco and you get the hot dog.
Do you think you fly in from overseas to JFK and you said, I don't have a passport, sir, but here...
You at the global entry.
You also use it. It's a Delta airline status.
I better be able to fly next to the pilot on the plane on Delta with that thing.
Absolutely. And I wonder if it's like heavy, like the American Express.
The Reserve.
Or
that tink, tink, tink.
Yeah, I wonder if it's the tink, tink, tink card or if it's like it bendy, bendy.
It's a holographic.
If we can bend it. Because you know them tink, tink, tink cards, they hard to get in and out of a meter.
Oh, but man.
But I can't stand it. Because I got nails, I got to ask strangers and be like, did you take
it off? They have a thing now. It's like a little clamp that you can use
I should have came up with it. Because I'll be finding tweezers. I'll be like, I got to get my card out. I really thought the same thing. I said, is he Willy Wonka? Like,
a golden ticket.
I was like, give me the soda that will make me fly into the air. Let me fly up. I will not burn.
Would that
to
be
come
the one
down.
Thing you wanted of the Willy Wonka stuff?
Oh, absolutely. I just wouldn't be stupid enough to do it but under a fan.
You stole fizzy lifting drink, Charlie. Now the walls have got to be washed. You get nothing. Good day, sir. You a swindler. You're a cook. Grandpa had all his good stuff.
Uh-huh.
Laid in that bed farting and stinking for seven years.
Act like God. He had polio. He's just lazy. Got bed sores for no reason.
He got the Trump gold card and now your legs work. Your legs been worked.
He going to MAGA town. Excited.
I say good day all the time. I said good day. You get nothing.
That's in them little people. That's ice.
Yeah.
Oh, the Oompa Loompas.
The Oompa Loompas is the ice
people. Doopity-doos.
Throwing people in the chocolate river.
Listen, I was talking to Melissa about this the other day. Imagine you're like a parent, right? And you live in London or Australia. And your kid is like, hey, I want to go visit New York City. I'd be like, are you insane? The government is...
If you'd like to continue this video, please subscribe to the Patreon. If you'd like to continue this video, please subscribe to the Patreon.